Originally starting off, it was originally business administration that I was interested in. things changed as time progressed. One of the reasons is because I was always interested in science, like in high school and stuff, but I wasn't, it was intimidating. As far as like African-American sciences, there were none active African-American sciences. When I was growing up, like no doctors, no dentists, no pharmacists. In the organization I joined in college, you know, at North Carolina State University, is 100 black men.
Oh yeah.
Our motto is, yes sir. Our motto is, what they see is what they'll be.
Everybody, welcome to the Career Education Learners in the Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Rivers. I am thrilled, excited, and elated to have LaShawn Gordon on our show today. LaShawn is a medical assistant at Western Wake Internal Medicine in Raleigh, North Carolina. Is that around Raleigh, North Carolina, LaShawn?
You said what?
Is that around Raleigh, North Carolina?
Raleigh, yeah. It was in Cary, North Carolina.
Oh, Cary, North Carolina. Yeah. Right in between there, huh? Right around the capital city. I have a lot of relatives in Raleigh. They love to say, do we the capital city? I know, the capital city. You know, home of NC State, right? You know, your NC State, Duke, and Carolina, all that triangle. So you're in that triangle area. Mm-hmm. How you doing today, LaShawn?
Doing pretty good. Excited to be on here. Really feel blessed to be on here. How about you? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, man. Hey, I'm glad you came on the show, man. I am so happy. And since you came out, so tell the audience a little bit about yourself and your journey to your current career path.
Oh man, it hasn't been a straight journey. It's definitely been everywhere, honestly. So I am I'm a pre-med, aspiring to go to medical school, and originally starting off, it was originally business administration that I was interested in. things changed as time progressed. One of the reasons is because I was always interested in science, like in high school and stuff, but I wasn't, it was intimidating. As far as like African-American sciences, there were none active African-American sciences. When I was growing up, like no doctors, no dentists, no pharmacists. In the organization I joined in college, you know, at North Carolina State University, is 100 black men.
Oh yeah.
Our motto is, yes sir. Our motto is, what they see is what they'll be. You know, so it made sense looking back, because I thought, oh, I'm gonna play football and, you know, in college and, you know, try and go to the NFL where I'm gonna, you know, something like that. But that's what I saw growing up. You know, that's what I saw about African American males in athletics, you know, but as far as like black like doctors and stuff, I didn't see that in person, you know. So it's something that I didn't really consider, you know, until I got to college at North Carolina State University and realized that it's possible to go that route and to become a physician. And then that's what I ended up doing and changing my career path and stuff like that. As of right now, I'm working as a medical assistant at Western Wake Internal Medicine. And I'm also a research assistant at NC State University.
That is amazing, man. That is amazing. And you're right. If you grew up in a small town like I did back in the 70s and 80s, you didn't see too many African-American doctors, lawyers, dentists, any professional people too much doing back in the day. They were there. A lot of them was in Charlotte, in fact. If you go to a major cities, Charlotte, Chicago, Atlanta, even Richmond, there was always some African-American doctors, lawyers. They already been there since we even came to America, because during segregation, you know, those are the people that helped out the neighborhood, saved the community. So we needed doctors, lawyers, nurses, professional people. And they were there. It's just that when you were in a small town that I grew up in, you didn't see them, as you said before. And so we imitate a lot of time what we see. And they said, one of us, African-American male, mainly what you see was athletes and television stars and musicians. You know, those are the three basic things, especially for African-American male, that you see. And talking about business administration, what I'm majoring in? Business administration, man, business management, right? It's like everyone go to business administration. And I talked to someone earlier today. I think there's a thing in high school, especially even younger probably, is that anytime that something is challenging or hard, the first thing they say, especially math or science, oh, it's too hard. It's really hard. And so that kind of blocks your mind into thinking that you don't want to go into that area, that field, or just take an advanced math course because it's really hard. It's not really hard, as someone said, it's difficult. You know, it's difficult. And speaking to Sean, when he said that, I like, oh yeah, you're right. You know, I spoke to Sean Nesbitt about that and we discussed that. And I'm having a lot of other educators discuss, like, why don't we get more young people in the STEM programs? And, you know, and go into it. I'm glad you did change from business to medicine, because we need more people in the medicine and doing that. When you came out of high school, was your first turn go to HBCU, like North Carolina Central, or did you want to go somewhere else?
So I applied to all the schools in North Carolina. I think some even South Carolina. I think I applied to like 8 or 9 schools total. I got rejected by all of the schools except Shaw and NCCU. My grades weren't too hot coming out of high school. Academics, I played football in high school. Mm-hmm. I was pretty good. But as far as like grades go, it was kind of, you know, I wasn't as confident in that realm. Like you said, you know, it was too hard, you know, it's too hard. but I was able to go to North Carolina Central University. And then that's when I kind of had that switch. You know, I started getting around more individuals who look like me. And I was in my dorm. I had like a severe allergies growing up. Mm-hmm. So I was placed in the honors dorm because I had my own room, which was cool because the environment inspired me.
Yes.
I made dean's list that next semester.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah, it was great. It was great because, you know, put in that situation, I realized that, like, it's not necessarily, it may be, you know, difficult, but it can be overcame. You know, you can do it. And I feel like North Carolina Central provided me, like, that family environment type ordeal. Professors get real close to you and they want to encourage and see you do great. And that's kind of like I started to build a foundation like on that. And then after that, you know, I just, you know, took off and, you know, was doing pretty good. I going into my sophomore year, however, did hit a road bump. It's like some family stuff. Also, I was trying to play football. Because I was getting confidence, you know, I was getting confidence. Like, oh, I can do this. I can do this or that. I changed my major to exercise physiology. And I was playing football at North Carolina Central. I walked on the team. I was working part time. So there would be some days where my days would be, you know, 6 a.m. workouts. I think like 8:30. I had class at 8:30. And then I had, you know, class drop a day, practice at, I think, 3:45. And we practiced up until about 7:15 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I would get ready to go to work from 8 to midnight on some days. So I would come to work. It was a calling center. It was a call center I worked at. Mm-hmm. So the managers left after, like, I think 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. So when I came in, they were gone. So I would come in with like ice packs on my knees, like shorts on, just straight from practice. Yeah, on some days, but I mean, that caught up with me. I you know, I was kind of stretching myself out a lot. And I remember I wasn't doing too hot in the science classes that I was in. Mm-hmm. So my advisor was telling me, I don't think, you know, these science courses are right for you. Let's change your major. And I was like, in my mind, I knew that, you know, I was stretching myself out, but I knew I was like, nah, I can do it. I can do it. So me and him kind of went back and forth. I ended up changing my major, but that next semester, cause I was thinking physical therapy, you know, it was business administration. Now I was thinking physical therapy because, ironically, I had a conversation with a banker. He was telling me, I was telling him, yeah, business administration is what I'm majoring in. And he was just telling me, like, you know, he was like, I think you would like healthcare, you know, somewhere like in the healthcare area. Me and him just talking about, like, you know, sports, my brother's sports. And he was like, you ever considered physical therapy or, you know, something else? I was like, you know what? That would be cool to me because I had a lot of injuries, like my, you know, I can't straighten it, you know, like my head busted. Yeah, I got a lot of injuries from playing football, so I spent a lot of time with a physical therapist.
sometimes that's a blessing in disguise. Sometimes it's a blessing in disguise. I mean, you know, even for your journey thus far, that just told us. I mean, it's a lot of things that we talked about growing up that our parents emphasize. One is environment. You went from one environment where, like I was, maybe sports and this is where you're ready to go. But once you accidentally, which was an accident, it was a blessing from the Lord to tell you, hey, let's put them around this honest people, and you kind of cultivate to the surroundings to your environment, right? So you're around honest people, them people gonna study, right? Them people gonna take things seriously. And by putting you in an environment, then you begin to pick up on that. And then the thing that we talked about before is that it's too hard. You know, you may want to do it. And sometimes some individuals need a challenge. I think you need a challenge. And then you got the okay from a person that you talked to, like I said before. I think you may need to go in the health field. So all of those injuries and stuff was pointing you in the right direction. I mean, I've heard people from like Tony Evans who got hurt, you know, playing football, went into preaching. A young lady that I had on my show, Tiana Ash, I had on my show to where she got injured and she going into physical therapy and in that type of medical field there. And so sometimes we see things that may be a hindrance or a burden or a curse turn into a blessing, you know, that I'm glad this happened to me because when you look back on it, because now it made me the person I am, maybe I would have went a different path. And so by you, you know, get no injuries. But you know, men challenge like, hey, you can't do this. And you're like, oh, I can do this, you know, and then by somebody reassuring you. And that's where we come in as adults. You know, that's why I'm so happy to have on the show for the other young men, especially African-American young men can see, hey, if you want to do your passion, you want to do something that maybe think of as hard, it's not really hard, it's difficult. All you got to do is button down and, you know, study hard and do what you need to do to make it. Visit your professors. And that cultivated area that you got from North Carolina Central, the same thing I got when I went to Central Piedmont Community College, because I wasn't ready for a four-year school, that helped me to be prepared when I went to UC Pembroke. And so still a small school, and I still got that one-on-one, I felt like, teaching that I needed going to a small school, not like a large school like Carolina, NC State, or Duke. So somewhere smaller. So you're a research assistant at NC State. How did that come about? Why did you go to NC State, not no other school to do that?
So it kind of went along with like kind of like the journey in the sense of like you know, like backtracking to like me changing my major, changes to recreation administration, no science classes. But before I made the transition, I applied for an internship in Quito's, Peru, with a African-American doctor who was getting HBCU pre-meds and pre-dental, pre-farm to come to his, to come to Quito's, Peru, shadow patients and shadow doctors and, you know, examine surgeries and stuff like that. A physician I wasn't thinking about at the time, but I was like, oh, maybe they have a physical therapy portion of it. Well, they didn't. But it was a blessing because I was surrounded by so many HBCU pre-meds, pre-farm, pre-dental. It was a beautiful thing because I, you know, growing up, I, you know, majority, I'm a minority, but in this position, I'm a majority. And all my colleagues and stuff, you know, the doctor, the head doctor, he was African-American as well. So it was a blessing to see like him in his field and stuff like that. And it was an inspiration. So coming back, I realized, like, you know, I think I can do this. I can do this because I saw it, you know, and I was hands on. I was able to, he was showing me stuff. Me and him had conversations, and I was like, I think I can do this. So I came back to North Carolina Central after the internship, finished out recreation administration. After that, my advisor kind of still was hesitant about the chemistry classes and stuff like that. So after I graduated, I just went in, found somebody that would be able to help me. I found like an advisor that would be able to give me like a post-bac program.
Right.
Did that post-bac program, did really well in like biochem, bio, molecular biology, physics, organic chemistry. It was a struggle. It was definitely a struggle. But I kind of figured out that, you know, how to study. I figured out, like, you know, you got to press the professor, go to office hours, you know. If this way is not working, figure out another way that'll work. Mm-hmm. And if that way doesn't work 3, 4, 5, 6 times, maybe that 7th or 8th time it'll work. Mm-hmm. But just keep going, you know, never really give up on the pursuit to finding what works and what doesn't work. And then eventually you'll find it, you know.
Yeah. You will find that. And when you spoke about that, I remember I had many challenges myself, you know, and that and it teaches you that you're going to be resilient. And I talked to another one of my guests on the podcast that said the same thing, that resilience is really going to get you where you need to go, because they're not going to be a straight arrow way of going through one point A, point B, point C, you know, especially in school. It may be family problems, it may be internal problems, medical problems, there may be problems and obstacles that you have to go around or go through to do that. And I made a bad grade one time in math, and I was at CGP in my community college, and my teacher said, so you're just going to quit, you know? He said, you can still make it in this class, you know? And so I turned around what looked to be a negative to a positive, passed the class. So that way in the future, anytime I had problems where I messed up on the first couple of tests or whatever, I had the confidence that was instilled in me back when I messed up that first time and completed it and accomplished that goal, that I can do it again. You know, if I did it before, I can do it again. Again, that positivity coming reinforced from what you seem to be a negative, and positivity come, I did it before, I did it again. And then somebody reinforcing that, again, go by with yourself, next advisor, reinforcing it, hey, you can do this. You know, and so that's why I really wanted you on the show and a lot of other guests that I have to reinforce the young people, whether you're in college or high school, that, hey, go for your passion, go for what you love and what you want to do. So no matter if it's music, no matter if it's drama, it's ballet, it's dance, it's anything that's not the norm, right? Because when we come out of school, everybody say, well, you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a computer scientist, you know, the normal thing that everybody can do. With women, you're going to be a nurse, you're going to be an engineer, you're going to be this, you know? And you don't always have to placate to the norm. You know, what do you want to do? What interest in it? And like you said, when you did internship, and I stress internships here at the Career Education Learning Center, you know, that's when you learn whether you want to do that job or not want to do that job. So if I've had guests before to say, hey, I went to the internship, I thought I love, want to be a nurse, or I want to be a doctor, whatever, that wasn't for me. And then like you, just the opposite, right? Hey, I like this, it's something I may want to do. And so that internship really helped you. And so is that when you said, well, I'm going to go into the medical field to be a pre-med?
Oh yeah, 100%. I saw the possibility. I saw that it was possible. And, you know, I was thinking, like, at first, the doctor asked me, he was like, me and him was just chit-chatting. He was like, so you want to be a physical therapist? I was like, yeah, you know. And then he was like, have you ever thought about orthopedics? And then I was like, orthopedics? Like, he was like, yeah, like orthopedic surgeon. And I'm thinking, like, oh, that's too hard. I don't think I can become a doctor. Like, that's too much. And then, like, I realized what I said. And I'm like, did I really say it was too much? It was too hard, you know? I kind of sat with it, like why? Like, why can't I be one? Like, why, you know? And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna pursue this. I'm gonna pursue this and, you know, and make it happen. I had the opportunity to shadow an orthopedic surgeon and all that good stuff. It's fine. I had the opportunity to shadow an orthopedic surgeon. Me and him got real connected. It was a beautiful thing. After that, and after like North Carolina Central, after the prereqs finished up, I did this program at UNC called the MED program, the Medical Education Developmental Program. It's a summer course where you take pre-med, you take medical school classes taught by medical school professors. I did well in that. And then I just felt like my confidence kept arising because I kept failing, you know? And then I turned like, and earlier you was talking about like failure and stuff. And I was thinking, yeah, you got to turn those L's into lessons, yes. You know? And then, you know, you learn from them and they can be stepping stones, you know, to success. So after the UNC MED program, I did my master's at NC State in physiology. And then that's where I met my professor that I'm working for now. He taught a research course in animal science and reproduction. And I was just so intimidated by research. You know, at first it was science, and then it was becoming a physician, like the route, and then like research, because a lot of pre-meds, you know, have research experience, some research experience. I was like, oh man, research is, it's a lot. I don't know if I could, you know, but he was very inspiring and stuff. And just so ironically, the class was over. It was finished for like, I took the class and I finished out the class. I saw him on the street walking. And when he stopped me, he was talking to me, and he told me that he has a buddy who is, you know, like big in like admissions and stuff. And he said, reach out to him. Here's his number. Reach out to him if you have any questions. So I talked to his friend, and he was just asking me about research. And I told him, I don't know. Like, you know, but he was telling me like, you know, maybe, you know, you should check it out. And he was like, reach out to your professor. Ask him if you could, you know, be on his research team. I did that. I joined a research team, and it's been phenomenal. It's been a phenomenal experience working in the lab with them. I'm really fortunate. I feel to be in that position, to be able to kind of like be in a position where I was like, research, I don't know. And then actually start doing research with this professor and like really enjoying it and stuff like that.
That is amazing, because, you know, and your journey is like most people's journey. It's not scripted, right? It's not the norm. You know, my journey wasn't the norm. Everybody had their own journey in life. And so that's why I really wanted you to be on the show. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Do you have any advice for our young people, whether high school and college, about going to the college program as far as going maybe to pursue their master's or going for their passion and dream, they can achieve that dream?
Yeah, definitely. Be ready to be told no. Be ready to be told you can't do it. Be ready for that. But know where you stand. You know, I genuinely believe that anybody can pursue anything if they set their mind out to it, to set their heart to it. I definitely believe they can pursue that. But there's going to be a lot of failure. There's going to be a lot of failure. There's going to be a lot of obstacles that they have to overcome. So you have to be resilient. So just be ready to fail, but learn from the failure, and just keep trying. And also don't be afraid to reach out to people, anybody, you know, mentorship was big in like my, like path. Like I have so many mentors. I have so many people I contact and reach out to for questions and stuff. So mentorship is definitely big as well. Don't be afraid to reach out to somebody. The worst they can do is say no. Yeah. You got somebody that you can reach out to. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, LaShawn, for coming on our show. Man, you had an array of nuggets and an array of things that I just take to myself to the next level. I also have mentors that's helping me do my entrepreneurship. I change professions now at an older age than I am. And so, like you said before, man, that's what I want to show, because every path is different. Not one path is alike. And like you said earlier, you know, there are going to be difficulties, and turn that L into a lesson. I just love it, man. Thank you so much for coming on our show today.
Yeah, no problem, man. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, man. I appreciate you. And let's stay in contact. Yeah, I definitely
stay in contact. And, you know, when you finish, we'll definitely have you back on the show. So thank you so much. And I also like to thank our viewers and listeners for joining me, Mitchell Rivers, on the Career Education Management Podcast, where we're making your career dreams a reality. God bless.